MP53 recording length 16 minutes and 02 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 53 Globular Cluster M53, and GC5024, Class V. Incoma Baranis's M53.jpg, right ascension 13, 12.9, H colon M, declination plus 18, 10, Deg colon M. Distance 58.0, Cli, visual brightness 7.6, Mag, apparent dimension 13.0, Arc Min, discovered 1775 by Johann Elert Bode, Globular Star Cluster Messier 53, Million 53, and GC 5024, as one of the more outlying globulars, being about 60,000 light-years away from the galactic center, and almost the same distance, about 58,000 light-years, from our solar system. At this distance, its apparent angular diameter of 13, corresponds to a linear diameter of roughly 220 light-years. It is rapidly approaching us at a velocity given by Malus as 112 km/s, by Harris as 79 km/s. M53 has a bright compact central nucleus of about 2, in diameter. Although its stars are not very concentrated toward the center when compared to other globulars, and a gradually decreasing density profile to the outer edges, Harlow Shapley classified it in density, or concentration class V, while the NGC, following John Herschel, suspected its brightest red giant stars at about 12 magnitude, the Deep Sky Field Guide lists them at 13.8 mag, and the horizontal branch at about magnitude 16.9. The cluster's overall spectral type is Givanus F6. Its discoverer Johann Elert Bode, who found it on February 3, 1775, described it as a rather vivid and round nebula. Charles Messier, who independently rediscovered and catalogued it 2 years later, on February 26, 1777, found it round and conspicuous, and that it resembles M79. William Herschel was the first to resolve it into stars, and found it similar to M10. As in all globular clusters, the stars of M53 are apparently metal poor, which means that they contain only little quantities of elements heavier than helium, actually mainly elements like carbon and oxygen. Those of M53 are even below the average globular cluster members in metallicity. It contains the considerably respectable number of 47 known Aurilary variables. Some of them were reported to have changed their periods irreversibly with time. Kenneth Glenn Jones, in small amateur telescopes, M53 appears as a slightly oval nebulous object with a large, bright center, of rather even surface brightness and evenly fading out to the edges. Malus reports that he saw many stars in the 4-inch refractor under excellent viewing conditions, with the central part appearing somewhat grainy. In somewhat larger telescopes, its outer fringes appear resolved into stars, while the central part is still unresolved and grainy, with one star standing out. In telescopes of about 8-inch aperture, large instruments of about 12-inch up show it well resolved, with a moderately concentrated nucleus and stars spread out to about 12 arc minutes diameter. M53 can be easily found just one degmo of the fourth mag star, 42 Alpha Comae Berenices, a visual binary star, A, 5.05, B, 5.08. Both of spectral type F5V. Alpha Comae itself may be located by either following the line from Arcturus V Eta Bootis by a further 11 deg to the W, or by following the line of Gamma, Delta, Epsilon Virginis by another 7 deg in an E, at only about 1 degree separation to the east. The faint and quiet Lux globular cluster and GC 5053 comes into the field of view, which is at roughly the same distance as M53. 53,500 light-years, indicating that these clusters are also physically rather close together. NGC 5053 contains significantly less stars than M53, in particular doesn't have such a densely populated, compact bright center, so that its classification as globular was doubted in the past, now it was confirmed by spectroscopy. Messier 53 observations and descriptions discovered on February 3, 1775 by Johann Elert Bode, independently rediscovered on February 26, 1777 by Charles Messier. Messier, M53, February 26, 1777 53 13 H 02 meters O2s 195 D 30 26 plus 19 D 22 44 Nebula without stars discovered below and near Coma Berenices, a little distant from the star 42 in that constellation. According to Flamsteed, this nebula is round and conspicuous. The comet of 1779 was compared directly with this nebula, and M. Messier has reported it on the chart of that comet, which will be included in the volume of the Academy for 1779, observed again April 13, 1781. It resembles the nebula which is below Lepus M79, Bode, Bode 26, a rather conspicuous nebula. On February 3, 1775, early in the morning, I discovered a nebula north of the star Epsilon Orbis Vindemiatrix at the northern wing of Virgo, about 1 degree east of the 42nd star of Coma Berenices, which appears through the telescope rather vivid and of round shape. The 11th figure shows its position relative to the 42nd star AB deep some smaller ones which don't appear in the sky charts, between which several separations have been measured. William Herschel PT 1784 P 441, SP 1 P 159, again, number 53 of Messier's catalogue, Bulos sans étoiles, Découverte of de cet président de la Chevalier de Brennus. A peu de distance still while quarante du im de cette constellation, souvent Flamsteed, cette nebuleuse est ronde et apparente ainsi, a nebula without stars discovered below and near Coma Berenices, a little distant from the star 42 in that constellation. According to Flamsteed, this nebula is round and conspicuous, ainsi, my observation of the 170th sweep runs thus, a cluster of very close stars. One of the most beautiful objects I remember to have seen in the heavens, the cluster appears under the form of a solid ball, consisting of small stars, quite compressed into one blaze of light, with a great number of loose ones surrounding it, and distinctly visible in the general mass. See Fig. 2, PT 1814 P 277, SP 2 P 537, January 13, 1806, 7 feet telescope. Space penetrating power 20.25. The 53D of the Guinness M53 equals NGC 5024, with 118 is easily resolvable, and some of the stars may be seen. It will not be necessary to add that the two last mentioned globular clusters M19 and M53, viewed with more powerful instruments, are of equal beauty with the rest. And from what has been said it is obvious that here the exertion of a clustering power has brought the accumulation and artificial construction of these wonderful celestial objects to the highest degree of mysterious perfection. PT 1818 P 444, SP 2 P 598, the 53rd of the Canisants, M53 equals NGC 5024, 1813, 7 feet finder, it appears like a very small haziness. 1783, 7 feet telescope, with 460 the object is extremely faint, 1813, with 118 it is easily resolvable, and some of the stars may be seen, 1783, 10 feet telescope, with 250, I perceive 4 or 5 places that seem to consist of very small stars, 1784, 1786, 20 feet telescope. A globular cluster of very compressed stars. From the observation of the 7 feet telescope, it appears that the profundity of this cluster is of the 243D order. John Herschel, 1833, H1558, H1558 equals M53, sweep the 25th of May 6, 1826, Ra 1384 meters 32.3s. NPD 70D 55, 26, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, a most beautiful highly compressed cluster, stars very small, 12, 20 meters, with SC Saint to a considerable dist, irregular, but not globular, comes up to a blaze in the center, indicating a round mass of pretty equable density, a most beautiful highly compressed cluster, stars very small. 12 to 20 meters, with scattered stars to a considerable distance, irregularly round, but not globular, comes up to a blaze in the center, indicating a round mass of pretty equable density. Sweep the 26th of May 7th, 1826, raw 13.84 meters 33.4s, NPD 70D 55, 38, 1830.0, extremely compressed, a most beautiful object. Sweep 63, March 25th, 1827, raw 13.84 meters 33.5s, NPD 70D 55, 32, 1830.0, seen by Mr. Bailey, a fine compressed cluster, with curved appendages like the short claws of a crab running out from the main body. Sweep 61, March 23, 1827, raw 13.84 meters 34.6s, NPD 70D 55, 6, 1830.0, a mass of close-wedged stars 5, in Diom. A few equals 12 meters, the rest of the smallest size and innumerable, a mass of close-wedged stars 5, in diameter, a few of 12 meters, the rest of the smallest size faintest magnitude, and innumerable. Sweep 62, March 24, 1827, raw 13.84 meters 35.1s, NPD 70D 55, 33, 1830.0. Observed with Mr. Bailey. Sweep 334, March 17, 1831, viewed, a most beautiful cluster, Smythe, CCCCLXXIV 474, M53, CCCCLXXIV 53 million kilometerenesis, R13H05 meters 03s, DEC and 19D01.3 mean epoch of, observation. 1835.41 April 1835, a globular cluster, between Berenice's tresses and the Virgin's left hand, with a coarse pair of telescopic stars in the SF south following, say, quadrant, and a single one in the SP south preceding, SW. This is a brilliant mass of minute stars, from the 11th to the 15th magnitude, and from thence to gleams of stardust, with stragglers to the NP north preceding. NW, and pretty diffused edges, from the blaze at the center, it is evidently a highly compressed ball of stars, whose law of aggregation into so dense and compact a mass, is utterly hidden from our imperfect senses. It was enrolled by Messier in 1774 as number 53, and resolved into stars by Sir W. Herschel. The contemplation of so beautiful an object, cannot but set imagination to work. Though the mind may be soon lost in astonishment at the stellar dispositions of the great creator and maintainer, thus, in reasoning by analogy, these compressed globes of stars confound conjecture as to the models in which the mutual attractions are prevented from causing the universal destruction of their system. Sir John Herschel thinks that no pressure can be propagated through a cluster of discrete stars, whence it would follow that the permanency of its form must be maintained in a way totally different from that which our reasonings suggest. Before quitting this interesting ball of innumerable worlds, I may mention that it was examined by Sir John Herschel, with Mr. Bailey, in the 20-foot reflector, and that powerful instrument showed the cluster with curved appendages of stars, like the short claws of a crab running out from the main body, a line through Delta and Epsilon Virginis, northward, meeting another drawn from Arcturus to Eta Bootis, unite upon this wonderful assemblage, or it is also easily found by its being about one deg northeast of 42 kilometerenesis, the alignment of which is already given. Smythe's no CCCCLXXI, 471, John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 3453 equals H 1558 equals M 53, raw 13H6 meters 2.0s, NPD 71D 5, 3.0, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, VC, IR, VV and BM, Saint 12, 12 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, remarkable. Globular cluster, bright, very compressed, irregularly round, very very much brighter toward the middle, stars of 12th magnitude and fainter, drier, and GC 5024, and GC5024 equals GC3453 equals H1558, M53, Ra13H6 meters 4s, NPD71D5.3, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, VC, IR, VVMBM, Saint 12, equals M53 remarkable, globular cluster, bright, very compressed, irregularly round, very very much brighter toward the middle, stars of 12th magnitude. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC5024, RA equals 13, 8.0, DEC equals plus 18:42, a fine, bright globular cluster 10, in diameter, M5319SN, content car as if SEDS. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.